again. The man goes dance, you know she dances walking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. And this is Nisha Raghavan, and we have William Tinkup along with us today. Hey, William, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, Nisha.
Great. Well, I'm so excited to attend Best Practice Conference that is from our People Report. So we both are here in Dallas at the Strategies Conference at Renaissance Hotel. And we have a surprise guest, too.
Hello, everyone. It's been a long time since I've been on a Blog Talk radio show. This is Shauna Morkey, otherwise known as HR Minion.
Yay, there we go. Hey, Shauna, I'm so happy to meet you in real life today for the first time, and I didn't expect you. I mean, I didn't expect that I would be able to meet you today.
Well, the sad thing is I'm not actually attending the conference. I'm in Dallas for a completely separate reason, but I knew that there were so many people coming around because I reached out to some local people, and I reached out to William, and he said, just come down and get to meet people and see people. And I'm like, okay, sure. So I'm just hanging around. No one's here. I'm like, well, I feel like a stalker. But hey,
I can totally relate to it, because the best thing is it's actually 1 year anniversary for me that last year, the same best practice conference, I've connected with Brian Lumpen and Jessica, and they said, like, hey, we are here for the conference, the best practice conference. So I said, oh, I'm not attending the conference. I haven't registered for the conference. So they said, hey, why don't you come here and say hi to us? So that's how I met Brian Lumpen and Jessica Miller over here at the best practice conference, so I can totally relate to it.
Well, it just sounds like this is the way to go. So that means that next time I just have to attend.
So, William and Shauna, we have fantastic HR pros over here. What are we going to talk today?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. So when you look at a conference like this, this is Black Box Intelligence and People Report, and people would know People Report mostly because their dynamic CEO, Joni Doolin, whose I think Twitter handle is Lucky Penny. She's been a part of our world for many years. She has been an HR practitioner, runs an HR software firm, workforce analytics play for the restaurant food service industry, and she created her own conference. One during the summer, which you might know, is called Summer Brand Camp, where she brings together HR and recruiting and marketing professionals of restaurants. And this is the other end of that. This is global best practices for the same industry, but the audience is vastly different insofar as it's a more expensive ticket. The content is, I would say, a lot of people that write books, really, really, really deep industry content, a lot of CEOs for restaurants speaking at the event and attending the event. So the audience is just, it's just different. Like during the summer, it's fun and it's light and it's meaningful. And, you know, in the fall, it's extremely reflective. And, you know, they do a bit with their conferences where they actually blend people, profits, and planet. And what I mean by that is, like, if you go to the website, I think it's PR or BBI PR or PR. BBI.com. I'll make sure to get a direct link to that. But basically, when you go to the conference website, you can actually see the attendees. So this is something that all conferences, I mean, every conference should mimic. You can go and actually see the VP of HR from Taco Bell is here, the CEO from, you know, Company X, Red Robin is here. Like, you can actually see their profile, see that they're attending or speaking, and you can see their LinkedIn profile or Twitter profile or maybe a Facebook fan page or whatever. You can see all that, and then you can see this wonderful content. Like, the content for this conference is deep, and people, perceive this in the industry, they perceive this as the show that they have to attend every single year, and it's been going on, I want to say 19 years, but if you go to the website, you'll be able to kind of make sure of that, fact check that for me. But one of the things I love about this particular conference is they blend service so that people, profits, you know, planet part. The planet part is this morning, a bus pulled up to the hotel, and 100 people from the conference went out, and they're currently still actually out right now, but they're doing service in the community. And they do this as a part of the conference. So the conference started yesterday, the pre-conference stuff, you know, all of those type of deep workshops, you know, happened yesterday. Then instead of kind of getting into full kickoff mode and keynote, and let's everybody have breakfast and coffee and, you know, the typical conference stuff, they all went out and did service. Those that could and those that wanted to, so totally opted in, went out and basically thought, you know, hey, we're going to go out into the local Dallas Fort Worth community. We're going to do this service project. So they do that bit, and then they come back. Everybody showers up, and then they meet for the keynote that starts later on this afternoon. And then the conference starts tomorrow, which is the heaviest content day. You know, it's a full day of content, reception, party, you know, all that type of stuff. And then on Friday, they have this thing called Changers of Commerce. And that's the kind of, you know how people have different takes on capitalism. This is the good capitalism, or the, you know, capitalism with a conscience, if you will, that whole movement where you can do well or do good by doing well, or whatever that phrase is. So they have a bunch of people in a room that basically push each other to think differently about, hey, it's okay to make money, but how else can we, you know, make other people better? What else can we do in the community to pull each other up, et cetera? And so they dedicate Friday morning to bookending the conference, if you will, to really putting a bunch of smart people in a room and trying to be really thoughtful about how should we be approaching capitalism. So that's genius. First of all, they do that at the Summer Brain Camp in the summer, and they also do that at this conference as well. So the bit, Brian actually went out, the reason he's not on the call, is Brian went out on the service project. So maybe tomorrow we'll get to learn a little bit more about his experience out on the service project. But, you know, the reason I attend these conferences, not only is it local to where I live, I really love the CEO of both Black Box Intelligence and PeopleBoard, the husband and wife team. I love them. Joni gave me my first speaking, appearance, if you will, with Summer Brain Camp a couple of years ago. And I'll never forget that, to an HR audience. And I told Shauna and Nisha earlier, it was a complete abject failure, worst speaking experience in my life. I was booed off stage. I think people threw shit at me. It was terrible. But Joni gave me that slot and gave me that experience. And, you know, we've been friends and made fun of it since. I think another thing that's on my mind right now is I got asked a question on Facebook this morning about conferences, about 2014 and conferences. So, Shauna, first of all, I'd like to ask you, and Anisha, I'd like to ask you, How do you make decisions, and how should an HR pro make decisions on what conferences to attend?
Ooh, that's a really good question. What I look at for myself is I look for either who's going to be at the conference. So I absolutely love that this conference tells you who the attendees are and the speakers, because I think the agenda and who's going to be there is very important. I like conferences because not only are they great opportunities to network and see people that you know, but then you want to actually go where these speakers are that you really care about are going to be. So the more information you can get about who's actually going to be there, both speaking and attending, the better. But, you know, I think there's sometimes too much emphasis on, well, you'll get research credits for this. And, you know, as a card-carrying PHR, I understand, but it can't all just be about research credits. You have to push yourself into something new. So I always want to find something that is going to challenge me. And that, I think, really matters, because if you're going to spend several hundred dollars to several thousand dollars to attend a conference, you need to be getting something out of it more than, oh, okay, I got some credits. Because there's so many ways to get credits. You need to actually be pushing yourself and learning something valuable from it. Otherwise, you might as well just register and go to sleep in your room the entire time or hang out by the pool.
Well, I totally agree with Shona in that aspect as well. Learning is something that I would normally look forward to when I go for attending any conferences. Well, other than that, yeah, there's three aspects. First of all, what would I get when I attend this conference? Is there something that is there is a skill gap that is there in me that I can, you know, attend this conference and utilize those learning sessions to fill those skills gap and then advance from there. So that's the one point that I would normally look for. And, of course, who are all the speakers coming in and the content that they would provide. That is one aspect of it. And the other aspect, like, we are all on social media. We normally connect with, let's just say, at least 5 to 10 people normally in a day, the new people. So there are a lot of contents that are also going on, let's just say on Twitter stream or on Facebook stream or all over social media. So it is actually, we are building a relation online. So how about we use these conferences, venues, when we go to those conferences, you connect with them in real life. So today, without any planning, I was able to meet Shona at this moment, and that is indeed a happy moment for me. But let's make it a little more pre-planned. Let's just say you know ahead of time. Let's just say in the case of Best Practice Conference website itself, you know how many attendees are going to attend this year's conference, who are they and where are they coming from and which organizations they are working, and everything about them is there on that website. So you would be able to make decisions ahead of time, how many people will be attending this conference. Is there somebody that you would be interested in meeting? So, okay, so let's go to that conference and meet them and have a connection with them. And other decision-making aspect that I would look for at this moment is the location. Is it somewhere nearby that I can commute or that I can go to? Or that would be from my end, William, normally when I go to conferences.
So a couple of data points real quick. As you are kind of looking at your monitors, et cetera, look at the TweetStream Global BPC. So that's Global Best Practices Conference. So that's the Twitter hashtag that you should probably pay attention to for the next couple of days. You'll see all kinds of cool stuff there. And then the domain where if you're attending a conference, actually for a lot of you, if you're planning a conference, a lot of you plan conferences, small conferences, big conferences, et cetera, take a look at the domain BPC, Best Practices Conference, bpc.prbbi.com. So the prbbi.com is People Report Black Box Intelligence. And what you'll see there is just a wonderful example of a conference website the way that it should be. So it highlights the partners. It highlights the attendees in a way that's just gorgeous. And then, obviously, strong emphasis on the agenda, et cetera. So take a look at those two things. For me, in answering the question on Facebook this morning, one of the things that it actually did make me reflect that you have to have an objective. Like, I was almost overwhelmed with the question from the perspective of, you know, there's about 600 conferences that one could attend with recruiting and HR and small events and niche events and upstream events like conference board and things like that. So you really need more data when you start off with something like that. You've got to find out, what are we trying to solve for? So if you're looking at 2014, you're saying to yourself, okay, I know I have a recruiting problem. I know that for whatever reason, prior to onboarding, that's my biggest difficulty area. What are the best recruiting conferences? Then the world just got small, and there's no doubt there's probably 5 or 6 great recruiting conferences that you should go to. So that's the ERE event in the spring, the ERE event in the fall, I would look at SourceCon. I would look at recruiting trends. Like, you can make it really myopic and say, I'm going to solve for something very specific. And then the conference world, the conference circuit becomes really, really small. But you have to have an objective. It's almost like going to a grocery store hungry. Everything looks great. When you're hungry and you go to the grocery store, I mean, you'll pick out stuff and put it in your basket that you would never eat normally because it looks attractive to you. And that's what the conferences kind of look like, is all of them look attractive, but do they really satisfy the objective or fulfill upon some of the initiatives that are critical to you and the business? So I would look at it that way. I would look at the power of the lineup. So when you look at the lineup and you look at the lineup of speakers and you say to yourself, I like the sessions that make me think. That's my favorite sessions, when I go and hear someone speak, which is rare these days, but when I go to hear someone speak, I want to be pushed. I don't want, if I could have done the presentation, there's a problem. So then, you know, that's not William being arrogant. That's just if even if I thought that I could do the presentation, there's a problem. I want somebody up there spitting things at me that I couldn't think of, I could barely contend with, and that's pushing me, it's pushing my little mouse brain to work. So I look for that. The second thing that's important for conference for me is all the conversations that happen in the hallway. I pride myself on trying to meet new people and being available for those that I already have a relationship with, either socially or in real life, that, you know, if they're going to be at the same conference, and Shauna's a great example of that, that when she said she was going to be in Dallas, I zeroed in on, you know what, there's a bunch of people that you're already friends with, that you already know, they're all going to be in the same spot. Like, this is just too easy. It's fishing in a barrel. There's all these people, you can go and have 6 or 7 of these all at one time and be able to, you know, touch base with a bunch of people. Like, you know, why would we go and have dinner? That's a waste. Dinner is awesome. But it's, you know, in some ways it's the in-the-hall conversations with people. Like, for me, you know, you have all these social relationships with people, which I consider all of those relationships fantastic. But they're even more fantastic once you actually sit down with somebody, break bread, talk, you know, kind of, you know, be real and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, talk about what's really going on in your life, not just the things that are going on in Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn and all that other stuff. So that's what I enjoy the most out of conferences, is speakers that push me. So, if you're looking at lineups, now, everyone does this differently. If you're trying to get credit, you know, that's a game where you're just trying to get your SBHR credits so that you can submit all that stuff. That's cool, too. If that's what you need, there's ways to get that done. But I look at the power of the lineup, and I also look at the ecosystem of the people that will be there so that there's a density that I can, you know, basically go and meet a bunch of different people, some of which I know, some of which I haven't met, but I would like to, et cetera. So, Shauna, let's actually move away from global best practices for a moment. Let's actually talk about you. You've got a couple of important things coming up. I can't think of what they are. There's some. Take us into your world. What's going on in your world?
I'm apparently trying to do all of the life changes at once. So, yeah, on Friday, and this is first time it's being announced, really. On Friday, I left my job. I don't have another one lined up yet. And then in a couple of weeks, I'm getting married and going on my honeymoon. And then as soon as December rolls around, I'm going to be moving. So, yes, I'm doing all the life changes at once. And the reason I left my job is not because it was a bad job. I loved my job and what I was doing, but I did not want to start my marriage separated. You know, funny that, because this whole year, Jesse has been working a job in Kingsport, Tennessee, and has been there most of the week, so I would see him only on the weekends, and it's just it's been such a hard year because of that. So we pushed it off as much as we could, trying to find a local job again, and that wasn't working. So we just finally committed to moving. So right now the plan is to move me closer. We're not exactly sure where closer because I'm still now looking for a new job. Oh goody! But that's the goal. And we're lucky enough that we're in a situation that I could leave my current job and take the time to pursue something else. But so yes, so on top of all the stress of already planning a wedding and the drama associated with that, I get to look for a new job and look for a new place to live. It's good times. It's good times.
You know, the thing is what's going to be great inside here is you get to, you've been a pro for a long time. You've kind of seen the space grow. You've kind of seen yourself grow in the space and taking on different roles, et cetera. And, you know, it's also shifting priorities, right? Now that you're getting married and you all been together for a couple of years, but now that you're getting married, you know, you see that those priorities are like, you know what, I actually like this guy. I want to be around him more. That's crazy. Right? So I think the thing is this next phase, if you can take people into, because you're in Birmingham, right? And he's working a gig in Tennessee. Give people, I'm familiar with Birmingham because I went to school there, but give people a lay of the land of what is Alabama from a job perspective, from an HR perspective. What does it look like?
Well, Birmingham's kind of been a tough market for the last few years. And the thing about Birmingham is that it really does help to be involved. The more involved you are in the local HR community especially, the easier a go it is. How I got into Birmingham the first time was because I had a connection who got me a job. And that's how I ended up in Birmingham the first time. So it's a tough market. There's certain industries that are growing, certain industries that are kind of pulling back. But it's always just been very, very hard. And kind of if you know someone, you will have an easier time of it. It's a lot of that. So finding work in the area, even if you have an established network, can still be hard because it's just not much there right now. And it's sad because Birmingham actually is, I like it. It's a very nice area and obviously there's a lot of people in the HR community from there. Don Herlicka Burke, Chris Dunn, so many more. I mean, Ben Eubanks and Daniel Crosby up in Huntsville. So there's a lot of people there, but still, it's surprisingly difficult.
Yeah, for me, Alabama's three states. It's three sections of the same state, really. It's the lower half with Mobile, anything below Montgomery, and down towards the coast is a world unto itself. Good, bad, and ugly, there's just a bunch. It's just a different world down there. The middle part, which is Birmingham, it's a wonderful city. It's the city I met my wife in, the city I went to school in. Fantastic memories of Birmingham. I'd move back to Birmingham tomorrow if I could. It's that wonderful of a city. And then there's northern Alabama, which is predominantly Huntsville, which is, if you don't know, it's a lot of defense contractors. It's got a lot. There is a wonderful industry there. It's a beautiful city as well. It's just completely different than Birmingham or Montgomery or Mobile. So the world of Alabama, if you've ever been down there, it's an interesting state. It's a beautiful state, actually. It's a pretty state. I live in Texas, so I can say that because our state is ugly as hell outside of Austin. But it's interesting that Alabama. Like I'd prefer to live in Birmingham. I couldn't make the industry, I couldn't make it work when I got out of college to live in Birmingham, or we'd still be there. My wife went to Samford University, and we got married, actually, on campus at Samford. So Shauna, tell us about the role. What type of job, so now that you're in the market, and you'll probably start hitting this really hard, you know, in December and into the new year, what type of role are you going to be really excited for?
Well, what I'm looking for really is, I've never really wanted to become an HR manager. I know that's weird. That's supposed to be my progression because a lot of what I've done has been, you know, general stuff. But it's not really what I've wanted to do and not really ever what my goal is. My goal has been the last few years is to find ways to take my HR experience and use it in some kind of meaningful new way. So I like opportunities for development. I love training. My current role, and which is why I love this job so much, was that I was, you know, half the job was recruitment and dealing, you know, employee relations, things like that. But then the other half was building this whole internal training model and working with the employees on their development and working with the managers on leadership skills. And I loved it. It was awesome. So it really was a really good role and a great opportunity to really push myself in a new direction because I had never done that. I had never done the, you know, building up leadership training. So it was so nice, and it was such a great opportunity. But part of the writing on the wall was the company I was with has gone through 2 mergers in 4 months, and part of why it seemed like a good time was also a lot of my job duties were starting to go away to the new corporate. So that's really what I've been looking for is when I've been looking for new job opportunities has been what can I do with development? What can I do with training? What ways can I push myself and use my skills? Because the thing I've always liked about HR was being able to be of a service to employees and to managers. And that's really what I want to do more than anything because that's where a lot of the satisfaction of HR comes from, for me at least.
Nice. And, you know, a couple things. Those who are listening, any help, any ideas? That you have for Shauna. We're gonna go ahead and send that out. Anybody has any ideas? Let's go ahead and get that. Let's go ahead and get that rolling. Maybe we can actually make a difference. Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's help Shauna find a job. .com. Hey.
I will say.
We laughed, but Victorio.
Yeah.
He did really well with this.
That's very true.
So, especially
true.
Daniel and Ben, you know, in Northern Alabama, they've got to know some people. If you decide to move a little bit up that way, they've got to know some people that can help out.
Well, I am very happy with my network that I've built through social media. I've gotten 2 jobs that I would have never had an opportunity for through my connections in social media, one of which was the job that brought me down to Birmingham the first time. And just even my involvement in blogging and social media has helped me get my current job or my last current job. So, everyone in the community is always so supportive and so sweet and so helpful. And already even because I've been interviewing the HR maven, she has been so helpful with advice. So it's definitely, you know, a community that, you know, has always been so wonderful and so supportive. So, yeah, you guys are awesome and you rock, every single one of you. I love you all.
Well, thank you, Shauna. It's been a wonderful discussion. It's been a great experience having you and meeting you in real life, and we can't wait to explore Best Practice Conference in Dallas today. And to our audience, stay tuned. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.